This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
All right, I'll talk about that. We're on with Bobby Dooley, the Western Estates Homeowners Association. She's also the PTO president up there. There was a child accosted in your neighborhood today.
She's fine, Phil. I really didn't want people to... I was hoping that this wasn't going to make it onto the news media, but she is fine.
How old was the child?
She's 10, and she was coming back from our elementary school, and there was an incident, but she is right now resting over at Our Lady of Grace.
So she's been hospitalized?
Yes, she has, but she is going to...
Can you tell me what happened to this child?
You know what, Phil? I got very sketchy information. We have a very tight-knit community of about 75 homes, and it's a very, very safe place for children. I want people to know that. This is something that happened, a once-in-a-lifetime incident. It's going to happen in every neighborhood at least once, where a child is... approached by a stranger, but we don't want people to blow this out of proportion. And what happened at our meeting today, you were asking me about why we had the walkout at the meeting.
Now, at this meeting you had, were there homeowners as well as board members?
Yes, it was a combined meeting of homeowners and board members. And I had called the meeting primarily. I had had a medical procedure today, which is really what I wanted to talk a little bit about, not only with yourself and your listeners, but I did have to inform the board. I am the Homeowners Association president, and if there is, for whatever reason, a medical emergency that would keep me from being able to, do my work as the Homeowners Association president, and it's not often that you do have surgery, and I wanted to share it with our board. So I came into the meeting, and I was confronted with all of these people who are really in a panic.
Well, it's understandable. I mean, a child getting attacked.
Phil, again, this is a once in a lifetime situation. It's not going to happen again. We have.
Why do you say that?
Well, I wanted to. If you want me to finish, he wants me to talk about.
Well, get finished and let's go on.
Is that Steve?
Yeah, Steve's here, Phil.
How you doing, sir?
I'm good, Phil. How are you?
Very good.
Yes, she's fine, Phil, but what happened was this, if I can get to it. I came back from Dr. Spinster's, Dave Spinster, and I had, and it's interesting, I do a lot of working out, and I take care of my body, and I guess it's not that gross to hear someone talk about this if they take care of their body, but I did have some hemorrhoid surgery today at Dr. Spinster's, and I came back to the Homeowners Association meeting. I wanted to let them know about it because just two reasons, really, because they should be apprised of my health, and it's also it's kind of an interesting outpatient surgery.
Well, I got to tell you, hearing about a hemorrhoid surgery is not high on my list of things. You know, when people
but again, I take very good care of myself. I've got a good, I'm in good shape. I've got a good body, and it's not, that difficult, I don't think, for most people to hear about someone having hemorrhoid surgery if they have a body that's not unpleasant to look at as opposed to...
As opposed to what? As opposed to somebody who is out of shape?
Well, as opposed to someone who's a little difficult to look at. And then on top of that, they're going to tell you, and guess what? I had hemorrhoid surgery. You just... But I told the meeting today that I'd had this... outpatient hemorrhoid surgery with Dr. Spinster, and they reacted, I think, in a selfish way. A lot of them got up.
They wanted to talk about the child that had been attacked.
And I had told them that she was all right, and I said, let's move on to other business. The girl's fine, Phil. But
you can understand people being concerned.
I can understand people being concerned. What I don't understand are people spreading a panic, and that's what this is.
The girl was hospitalized after being attacked by a stranger.
And she is in the hospital being taken care of. It's not going to happen again. We are expanding our security service. We are doing more than our fair share. And I told these individuals that I wanted them to sit back down, and I ordered the meeting gaveled. I told them to close the doors and not let anyone out, because what was going on...
Well, see, that's why a lot of them got angry. You were not letting people leave the room. You know, you were...
Because I was talking about something important, the health of the Homeowners Association president. What happens if something happens to me? So I was talking to them about this procedure.
All right, so you're talking to a room full of how many people?
There were about 500 people there.
All right, you're telling them about your hemorrhoid surgery, which I understand is, you know, it's a difficult bit of outpatient surgery, where they wanted to talk about this child.
After I had told them that the child was okay. The upshot is, and I wanted to say this because my attorney, Brent Wright, told me to inform you and your listeners that I was not allowed to finish my statement to the board as it pertained to the outpatient surgery that I had today and the specifics of the hemorrhoid surgery. As a result, those homeowners that walked out of the meeting have been informed that we may not be expanding our security. And, Phil, I don't want to do that. It puts children at risk. But those people are doing it.
Let me give the phone number and then ask you about that. Because they wouldn't listen to you articulate the surgery you had today, you may not expand security at the Homeowners Association.
It's unfortunate, but you have to make these hard decisions when you are Homeowners Association president.
And all right, our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. I'm speaking with Bobby Dooley of the Western Estates Homeowners Association. There was a terrible incident today having to do with the child that was accosted.
I have to jump in here. I'm sorry.
I want to get this out, though.
But I've got to jump in here, Phil. The girl is all right, and I think you're...
You're just spreading a panic, Mr. Henry.
Let me say what happened, and you guys can comment if you don't mind.
That's fine, but I resent any panic mongering.
All right. A little girl was somehow accosted and was injured by a stranger and is hospitalized. Now, you say she's okay.
She is absolutely fine.
All right. You had a meeting today where homeowners walked out of the meeting, apparently after you began talking about your outpatient surgery that you'd had at your doctor's today.
And Phil, I'm not ashamed of it. It was surgery. It is technically known as... a hemorrhoid removal. I don't know the medical term, but it was hemorrhoid surgery. And
all right, I don't know why you want to be specific, but in any event, you had this outpatient surgery.
I'm being specific because I'm not ashamed of it, and also it really shouldn't, you know, I don't know, it shouldn't gross you out.
Well, it grosses me out a little bit that we're talking about it. I'm just saying that there are bigger fish to fry here.
No, but I am a person who takes care of her body. People who are grossed out hearing about someone's hemorrhoid surgery, who has a body that they take care of, who's in good shape, who looks good in a pair of pants, a healthy person isn't going to be grossed out hearing about that. A healthy person will be grossed out hearing about hemorrhoid surgery performed on someone who is very, very tough to look at. Fat and ugly and all of that. But
all right, for just a moment, I want to move past this. You wanted to talk about this surgery.
It was the outpatient surgery, yes, the hemorrhoid surgery.
All right. They got up and they left because they wanted to talk about the little girl.
They got up and left, though, after I had assured them that the girl was fine. I think he's not getting this.
Why are you getting this, Mr. Henry? That the girl?
No, I understand the girl is fine. I understand the girl is okay. I understand that she's going to be fine. She is in the hospital.
And we did tell them that we were going to expand security, yes. But I had 50 people walk out while I was talking about a very delicate piece of surgery that was done on me today. And
they walked out because they didn't think it was important.
But that's not their decision to make. The homeowners need to know about my health all the time. I'm the Homeowners Association president. And
I don't know if you're familiar with Mr. Henry as being an HOA president.
I'm not really.
You have to inform the board. You have to inform the homeowners that I help.
You have to. I want to tell them, Steve. You have to inform the board and the homeowners at all times as to your health. If you are endangered, your health is endangered, they need to move quickly to install a new president. Otherwise, you could have chaos. And I realize it doesn't sound that important, it being a homeowners association, but it really is. It really, really is. And today, for instance, I have the papers on my desk to expand the security at Western Estates. If I don't sign these papers, then, I don't know, more children get attacked. But these people have it on their conscience because I was trying to talk in specifics, yes, about the hemorrhoid removal today.
See, that's to me, it sounds like it trivializes the
children. It does not. I'm a mother of three children, Phil, please. That really insults me.
All right, I'm sorry, but it to a novice's ears, it sounds like it trivializes it. 1-800-449-8686. Kathy, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi.
Hi, ma'am.
Is she got needles in her arms or what? You're a mother of three?
Are you speaking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
Are you a mother? That's the better question. Of what? Children or do you have pets?
I have both.
Well, which are the better mother to, the dogs or the other dogs, the children?
Okay, Kathy, did you have something you wanted to say?
Yeah,
spit it out, will you? Because we got a break coming up.
She's
and Ms. Dooley, I want you to let.
We
heard the needles in the arms line. Anything else?
She's worried about her hemorrhoids, and she doesn't care about her kids.
Okay, so thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. We'll be right back.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. When the truth just isn't enough. The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Ms. Dooley, I want to talk to you a little bit about the little girl that was attacked today near Western Estates. She was 10 years of age.
Well, that's what I don't want to talk about, and you insist on going back to it.
We our understanding was...
No, but I have to talk a little bit about this because it was a safety issue that the homeowners wanted to discuss.
I understand that the homeowners wanted to discuss it, and I told them about it. I told them that she had been attacked, that there had been a swab taken, they got the DNA.
All right, so the little girl had been raped.
Phil, she's doing fine. And what? Are you a woman?
Had that little girl been raped?
Are you a woman?
No, I'm not.
Then please don't tell me how to feel about things that are sensitive to women. Now,
this is a child that had been attacked, and the child, you're saying now...
They took the swabs and everything, so, and they got DNA.
I want to talk about something, Phil, right now. You asked me to be on your program.
Because this was in the news, yes.
And you asked me to be on your program. I told you that I'd had this hemorrhoid surgery today that was very delicate. I don't know if you've ever lived with hemorrhoids. And
it sounds a little trivial compared to a child being attacked, okay?
No, it's not trivial. I'm an adult. She was a little girl. She's all right. I still have some bleeding.
She's been traumatized for the rest of her life by this attack.
Yes, and she's going to get... She's not hearing me.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Cynthia, go ahead.
Hi.
Yes.
I'm calling because I don't understand how, if you're a professional businesswoman, a head of an association...
I'm the head of our homeowners association.
But there are times, I work for a Fortune 500 company, when you need to change the agenda. And
yes.
If the individuals came out to hear about a particular incident, you need to address it, which you said you did.
Oh, but I had already emailed everyone,
you did.
And I said...
But obviously, you should have had open questions. People want to know what's going to be done, how are we going to keep
and
this
I
going.
And I told them we were expanding...
Your hemorrhoid surgery could have waited until next month.
I said we were expanding our security, but I did say... that I'm offended by people getting up and walking out, so I may
because
have to...
Because you should not have changed the agenda to your hemorrhoids. That could have waited until next meeting.
It is the health of the Homeowners Association
that
president.
Is correct. But if you were to die today, that community would not go away. We have lost the president of a Fortune 500 company. We didn't fall down.
Excuse me. I have been pivotal in the development of that community. All of the landscaping, all of the redesign of our entry gate.
And like you say, the community has grown. And believe me, there are
yes.
people that can do what you do and do it the same way and better.
Well, Oh, my God. You know how insulting that is?
Well, why is that insulting?
You know why it's insulting?
You know,
because you're self-centered right now.
I am not self-centered.
Yes, you are.
You want
everybody to say, woe me about your little surgery. We're out here talking about kids being
snatched up. I'm still bleeding. She's in a hospital room being taken care of.
Bobby.
Like I said,
the woman,
that
the
could
little...
have been spoken of at another time.
Yes, and...
I have bleeding. And
we get it, okay?
Yeah, we do.
There's a little girl who...
Don't you get it about the little girl?
I get it about the little girl, but
okay.
I think you're very self-centered that you want to make this... Okay, let's talk about me now. I'm a grown woman, and I just had a boo-boo.
A boo-boo? You know what? I'm sure you've had hemorrhoids. And you know very well it's very painful.
I know I wouldn't go to a homeowners association to listen about your hemorrhoids.
It isn't about my hemorrhoids. It isn't.
Exactly. You said it.
It's not about the health of the Homeowners Association president.
And all you had to do is let the board know what your health
That's
is,
right.
not the community.
Why did you bring it up in front of the entire community?
That's right.
I'll tell you why. Because they walked out and I said, all right, if you don't want to hear about my hemorrhoids, then we have to rethink the security.
So you jeopardize children and...
Phil, don't go there.
No, wait a minute. You jeopardize the security of children because people won't sit and listen about your hemorrhoid surgery today.
I'm a mother of three sons, one of whom I almost died giving birth to. I will not be spoken to about the well-being of children. I know far more about it than either one of you.
Ooh.
Yes.
You do?
Yes. And I will tell you right now that the surgery I had today was very painful.
Oh. All right. Okay. Thank you. 1-800-449-8686. I got to get a drink of water here, Ms. Dooley. Excuse me.
Certainly. Steve, could you get me?
Pardon me, folks.
Could you pass the cotton? I'm bleeding a little.
I got the... I don't know what I got, a frog in my throat or something. 1-800-449...
Should you take a break?
No. Hold on. Excuse me. 1-800-449-8686. Bobby and Steve Dooley joined me from the Western States Homeowners Association. The trauma that was visited upon this child today, if I could get back to that. If I could get back to it.
I know, but I'm very much appalled.
Why are you appalled?
The producer that I spoke with today, Mr. Danheiser.
Yes.
He assured me that I would be able to come on your program and give some of the details that I wasn't able to give today at the meeting about the hemorrhoid surgery.
Well, he made a mistake.
Well, I would have liked to have been informed of that, that's all.
Well, I'm sorry. He made a mistake. I want to talk about this little girl.
You know what, Steve? I don't think I can... I'm sorry.
So she's hung up. Is that it? Is that what I'm getting here? She hung up? She hung up because she won't... All right, well, 1-800-445-8686. As you can tell, there was a little of an uncomfortable span of a few moments there. Ms. Dooley, I think, is misguided in thinking she can come on this program and use this show as a way to disseminate information about her homeowners association that she wasn't able to disseminate this afternoon. Try and get her back on the line, would you, bud? But we're talking about the safety of a child as opposed to Ms. Dooley's hemorrhoid surgery. And you can't, in my opinion, equate the two. That's just my personal opinion. I recognize that she has a health issue. I recognize that the Homeowners Association needs to be kept abreast of her health. I don't think hemorrhoid surgery is... I don't think it's life-threatening. Whereas a child being accosted by a stranger in a neighborhood, that is. That's my point. 1-800-449-8686 is the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. We'll try to get Ms. Dooley back on the line. I guess she was offended by what I said. 1-800-449-8686, the Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Talk radio's worst nightmare. We'll be right back. Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Bobby Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association on people walking out of the meeting today. I got to tell you something, Ms. Dooley, and I got you back on the line to say to you, I apologize.
Well, I am not going to continually go on and on about the little girl. She was attacked. She's okay. They have DNA at the FBI now.
And you wanted to talk about your hemorrhoid surgery.
You know, Phil, it's very painful. It's very specific to the health. Yes, I had hemorrhoid surgery. I'm not ashamed of it. And what's happening is I think you and your listeners are ashamed of it. I'm not ashamed of having hemorrhoids. I have, other than that, a very good physical body, and I could bring my doctor on, Dr. Eisman, who said that I'm in great shape. But yes, he had to do the...
Well, why? Okay, let me ask him, why did you have hemorrhoids?
I was drinking a lot of water.
I wasn't drinking water. It was a little difficult there for a while. And, you know, so it was hard. And I think that if all goes well and the bleeding stops...
Oh, God, I mean...
Look at you being... See, you're the one that's selfish.
No, I'm not being selfish.
She was needing to drink a lot of water, so she was...
I understand that, Mr. Dooley. I get it. What's happening here is the two of you don't realize that what's more important to homeowners is the safety of a child than your hemorrhoid surgery.
Let me ask you something. Isn't my health also important?
Yeah, it's important.
We talked about the little girl, and we established that the little girl was okay. Then I wanted to go into the particulars of how my dehydration had caused me to develop these hemorrhoids.
All right, Ms. Dooley, with the greatest of respect, and I certainly hope that you can, you know, get past the people that walked out of the meeting, I hope you do expand the security there, but I don't want to hear any more about your hemorrhoid surgery, if you don't mind.
I think that is so selfish. I
just don't want to hear about it.
If I sent you a picture of me and you saw me, do you think you'd mind then?
I don't care if you're Marilyn Monroe. I don't care if you're Cindy Crawford. I don't want to hear about it.
Boy, there's something wrong with...
Are you gay?
No, I'm not. Why would you think I'm gay?
I just don't understand why a grown man wouldn't want to...
hear about some woman's hemorrhoid surgery?
I told you that I'm very built.
Yeah, I got that.
And that Dr. Eisman... Let me get him on the phone, Steve.
I'm going to get him on the...
I don't want to talk to your doctor.
I'll get Dr. Eisman on the other line, and he'll tell you...
Is he available to talk now?
Is he...
Yeah, he's in the
hold-up.
Dr. Eisman?
Yeah, Bobby.
Hello?
Dr. Eisman, my name is Phil Hendry. You're on the air on the Phil Hendry Show.
Oh, hello, Phil.
Hi.
Dr. Eisman, would you tell the listeners the kind of physical shape that I was in today for the hemorrhoid surgery?
Yes, Bobby has good muscle tone, as I said.
Could you speak up a little bit, sir?
I'm sorry?
Could you speak up a little bit?
Yes, I said Bobby has good muscle tone. And
tell the people what you said to me.
Well, I said your muscle tone was... Do you want me to say it exactly the way I said it?
Yes.
Well, I said your muscle tone was so good it was hard for me to pull the cheeks of your rear end apart. And
okay, that's... I don't need to hear that.
Oh, you don't want to hear that because it's flattering. But you want to hear about some child who we have bent over backwards to take care of.
And also, we did a radical hemorrhoidectomy. And
Doctor, I don't need to hear about it anymore.
And it took about a three-hour procedure.
And I can't even hear him.
Doctor, you can stop now.
And also, we found that there was a good muscle tone for a 38-year-old woman.
You can stop now, Doctor.
Most of my chart reads...
All right, hang up on him, will you, Steve?
Hang up on him, Steve.
Bye, Doctor.
Most of my chart reads...
All right, so he's gone. Now do you understand?
Yes, I understand now perfectly. Your body is in great shape, and your muscle tone is so firm he couldn't pull the cheeks of your you-know-what apart.
You're jealous, is that it?
No, I'm not jealous.
Also, this is Dr. Eisman again, Phil.
Yes.
We did have an x-ray that showed a corn cob, and I went...
Okay, goodbye.
Doctor, how dare you?
Sick and twisted is the only way to talk about it. 1-800-449-8686. Ms. Dooley?
I am outraged that he mentioned the corn cob. I am outraged.
Bobby, it was in the x-ray. And
doctor, please. Allison, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Thank you. I wanted to ask this lady if she has particularly attractive rectum that is somehow more attractive than other people's rectums.
God, you really are fascinated with disgusting topics, aren't you?
You're the one who has done nothing.
I have never mentioned, I've never used that word. I've never used the word. But you seem to be...
800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry, drug addict. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Dr. Eisen, we're done, okay?
I just wanted to make the point, Mr. Hendry. We were able to successfully extract the corn cob, and we...
I don't... 1-800-449-8686. Bobby Dooley and her doctor, Dr. Eisen. Anyway, we have a flashback request tonight, as we do every night, and this is from Paul Ladd. He calls himself a loyal backstage pass holder and kiss-ass listener. It says here, Dear Phil, this is arguably the funniest bit you've ever done. It was Chris Norton. And by the way, we get a lot of requests for this, and we had a lot of phone call requests for it on our all-request show that we do once a month. This is arguably the funniest bit you've ever done. It was Chris Norton doing a sexy dance routine. You even followed it up with a contest to see if listeners could repeat all of the moves he made. By the way, your new CD is brilliant. Thank you. Paul Ladd, loyal backstage pass holder, kiss-ass listener. Here it is, Paul. Thanks for the request. It's Chris Norton doing that sexy dance.
I wanted to review, Missouri, what I just did.
Yeah, but this dance you just did is not what you'll do, not what you'll teach every man, right?
No, these are all moves that have proven to be the most successful. These are moves that women enjoy. These are moves that women don't usually see when they go to Chippendales or some of the other male strip places that a lot of women like to go to. So we've taken these moves. These are my own moves. And these are moves that I have pioneered and that I use in the dance moves that we teach to the husbands so that the women can be excited. All right, so I'm going to go through this one more time with your indulgence, Phil.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, here we go.
I am too sexy for my love.
Okay, two, three,
four, my love.
One, two, three, four. Now I bend over, I grab my ankles. I hold it. I'm swinging my buttocks back and forth. Now I leap up, now I'm doing jumping jacks. By the way, kill the music, Lance. I want to let everybody know, these moves are copyrighted so that no one can steal them. Okay, are we on the air?
Yes, we're on the air. All right, so in other words...
Yeah, these moves are copyrighted.
You copyrighted these dance moves?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Okay, two, three.
I am too sexy for my love. Too sexy for my love.
Two, three, four, five, six, eight, ten. Okay, now I bend over, grab my ankles, and now I'm doing jumping jacks. Two, three, four. Now I do a leapfrog over a chair. Now I whip out a copy of the Harlequin Romance that women love to read. And now, boom, I got this clenched between my butt cheeks. And I'm holding the book between my butt cheeks.
Yeah.
I'll kind of hold that move for a while. Now here is something that is completely copyrighted, so people won't steal it. Kill the music for a minute, Lance. Kill it. Okay.
Will you come on, man, all right?
What?
I got it, all right? So that you're going to turn the pages of the book with your ass. Is that it?
I am too sexy.
Okay, here we go.
My love.
Jeez.
Sexy for my love.
Two, three, four. Okay, here we go. All right, now I bend over and I got...
Forget bending over. I got all of that and I got the jumping jacks. Get to the part where you put the book between the cheeks of your rear end.
Okay. Two, three, four. Now the book is between the buttocks cheeks. And page turn.
I don't know how you're doing that, man. That's out.
Well, believe me, it takes a lot of... Okay, now
I
do stretches. I'm grabbing my ankle, I'm holding it, and as simple as that is, it's sexy.
Japan.
Now I'm up on my toes. I'm eating a peach, which is very suggestive, and I let the juice drip down. As crazy as this sounds, a lot of women like this next move, the hula hoop move. Here I go.
Okay.
Then I have two major grand final moves. Here comes the first one. Now I'm spanking myself with a hairbrush.
My little turn on the catwalk.
Now I'm slapping myself with a belt.
On the catwalk.
Okay, here comes the next move. Two, three, four. Ow. All right, I just did the splits over an egg and I broke it open. Now I'm attaching bacon strips to my nipples with clothes pegs. And now I'll do a somersault over an open watermelon. Now I pretend, this is a move a lot of women like, I'm pretending I'm a dog peeing on a fire hydrant and I'm...
Okay.
Well, what, you did that?
That's fine, turn your...
Lance, turn it off. What? What?
I pretend I'm a dog peeing on a fire hydrant.
These are all copyrighted moves, okay?
Well, I, you know, the cats are going to steal those.
But you don't let me slap the side of my hips like Tracy Partridge playing the tambourine. So I do this woo, woo, you know?
Uh-huh.
And the other thing that I do, a lot of the women out there, oh, here it is. Yeah, I'm a somersault into an open watermelon.
Forget about it, man. Okay, there it is, a flashback request. And it's one of the big, I would say, one of the bigger hits on our show. It's Chris Norton's Sexy Dance. Interesting, remembering that bit, that's, I don't know, it was before you were this, Mark. It was like 3-4 years ago. He had called our show, and he wanted to tell us about a business that he was starting. And the business was, he was going to show women the way a man should dance for them. So women could hire him to come into the house and show them what they should expect from their man when he's being amorous or being romantic, the kind of dance he ought to do. Did you guys see the Super Bowl commercial this past weekend? And it starts out, you can either be rich or smooth, and it shows the guy that's rich but not smooth. I swear to God, it was Chris Norton, because he's in this really nice house, and the chick is sitting on the couch, and she's got a glass of wine, and this dude has got, like, he's got disco balls going, disco lights, and he's, like, leaping up and touching his toe, touching his the toe of his foot with his hand. I go, that's Norton. That's Chris Norton. But in any event, he demonstrated the dance there for us. So that is our flashback request for tonight. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Jeff Dowder will be coming up tonight. We have Dean Wheeler next hour to talk about rather disturbing developments at the Thompson School, a private school for girls where he's been videotaping as a gymnastic coach girls on the trampoline and cataloging them. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
I do the splits over an egg, then I do a somersault into an open watermelon.
One 800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
I don't know why, but we've gotten a lot of women sending us pictures for our wall of female listeners that haven't been transferred from me to my webmaster properly. I forward them, and your attachments get stripped. Now we're redoing our website. That might have something to do with it. And we're still, even though we have a new website, it looks like it's up and running. And there's still some tweaking that we're doing on it. But if you sent us a picture. For our wall of female listeners, and I can think of a couple that I tried to forward to Doug, and he said I didn't get an attachment. You know, maybe send it again if you you know, if you think about it. 1-800-449-8686. Jeff, go ahead.
Phil, how are you doing? It's really great to listen to your program tonight. I always get a big kick out of it.
Thank you.
Phil, the reason why I'm calling is I wanted to alert, I suppose, a lot of your listeners and also other people to the possible, I guess, the possible jeopardy of the current Korean nuclear talks that are going on. It's a multilateral talks, six-nation talks. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, China, America, and a few other countries.
Well, I don't know who's involved in it, but there's a problem that I think can arise, and I wanted to if you could give me just a minute here.
I don't have a lot of time, sir, for... Can you get right to the point, okay?
Okay, the point is this. The North Korean and Korean people, you are familiar, and as well as Southeast Asian people, consider dog to be a delicacy. They eat dog. If the United States continues, it continues unimpeded on this course, which I think is reckless, in trying to come to some accommodation with North Korea, my dog, I know, has looked at me with, you know, it's, he's, there's a look on his face, and I'm just trying to say.
Okay, hold on for a minute. I don't have a lot of time for fooling around here.
I'm not fooling around, sir.
Okay, I don't have a lot.
No, I'm not, sir, please, if you just.
Okay, you know, what are you trying to say here?
What I'm trying to say, if I can just make this point, is that, please, Mr. Renner, I'm a professor of mechanical physics at Caltech. I also operate some equipment for the municipality of Rose Beach. I'm a longtime Californian. I just wanted to say that we have a problem. And if we reach an accommodation with the Koreans, the dogs, my dog has, I think dogs...
Dogs are what?
Dogs are going to be paranoid about the possibility that they'll get at.
What do you mean, get at?
Well...
What are you telling me?
I'm telling you that...
Are you telling me the dogs are out there reading the newspaper and they know that, hey, wow, look at this, man, we're getting that...
No, they're not reading the newspaper. No, but they are aware of... Look, dogs know, for instance, are you familiar with the term white dog?
Yes, sir. It's about racists that raise dogs to attack black people.
Exactly. Dogs can recognize race. The minute they see... You know, that kind of that flat Korean face, they, the only thing they're thinking is, I'm getting stirred into a walk. So,
all right, thanks very much.
No, but wait a minute.
All right, thanks very much for that call. 1-800-449-8686. The minute they see that flat Korean face, they think I'm getting stirred into a walk. So his dog's looking at him with a pissed off look. Coming up next hour, Dean Wheeler, the world famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.